No, it's not over yet. Two more games to decide who will take that final spot in the Europa League representing Wales. All on Eurovision weekend. It's quite apt, isn't it? These two sides have impressed us in various ways throughout the season. Cardiff Met, Stirling start. Barry Tan United, Stirling finish. Jonah, which one of them do you fancy?
Yeah, Mac, well, there'll be plenty of people thinking it'll be Barry's year after the second half of the season they've had. They've had 8 wins and 2 draws, and they've absolutely blown everybody apart in the bottom six. The Met, like you say, they've struggled a little bit with injuries, but they could be coming to form back at the right time. We spoke to Christian earlier on. Everybody but Dylan Rees and Bradley Woolridge are back, but they're two key players. They are. I didn't know that Dylan Rees was out as well as Woolridge, so that could go a little bit in Barry's favour, but. The question then, Mac, will be the top six and the bottom six. Was the top six a lot quicker, a lot more physical? It was proved that way most probably this Saturday, last Sunday, in the Welsh Cup final when Connors Key, they eased to a 4-1 really, 4-1 victory. And a lot of people will look at that saying the top six is quicker, sharper. But Barry, on their current run of form, could be the team to prove that scenario wrong.
And Jonah, you caught up with Christian Edwards earlier on. Let's hear from him.
We went top of the league after being pressed out and away 2-0, and everything was fine and rosy in the garden. The boys were flying high, and then we did have some injuries. And sometimes you get an injury to squad players. When you have the 7 players that we had out all at one point, it was very difficult, and we had to bring in the young lads who'd experienced the Bucks competition the year before, but it's nothing quite like the Welsh Premier League. And when you're in that top half of the split and you're facing TNS at home, Connors Key away, Balor at home, Balor away, Bangor home, Bangor away, Kevin Druid's home.
Yeah.
It's tough with those young lads, but they've been fantastic for us, and we couldn't have asked any more. And we've got boys coming back to fitness now, and like last year, we've hit the playoffs with a win and a draw. Where this year we had a win and a draw against Balor and TNS, so it's quite significant. So I believe that we have that.
Brought confidence back in the camp.
Yeah, it's brought confidence, and the players coming back from injury brought confidence. We know who we're missing ahead of the playoffs, and they've been long-term injuries, but we have to manage what we've got, and what we've got we're happy with. And I think the boys are buoyant. They've trained hard on Monday night. We go again on Thursday evening ahead of the cup tie at the weekend, and I know whatever side we put out there will be full of confidence and ready to go against the Barry.
So basically, I think, Chris, Dylan Rees most probably still out long-term injury, and he's had a great season, Dylan Rees.
Yeah, Dylan's been fantastic. Persuading Dylan to drop out of the professional game and join ourselves was always a difficult one, but he did that, and he's been an absolute credit to everyone. And he was nominated the coach's player of the year on our presentation even on Saturday, so I think that goes to show the testimony for Dylan. So yeah, he's a long term absentee with an operation he's had on his wrist, and there's been Brad Woolridge, our captain.
Has Brad made this Saturday?
No, Brad. He's had complete shoulder reconstruction, so Brad's out for the entire season. So those guys will be missing. But what they miss off the pitch for them, they've given in training with being there, filling the water bottles up, doing everything that's expected of them as team players, and they'll be there again on Saturday.
And the Met are serial winners, aren't they, Jonah? So a cup competition like this will not faze them.
Yeah, I mean, they've proved that, Mark, in their history. Since they got together 5 or 6 seasons ago, they won every league they went in, the 3rd Division Welsh, 2nd Division Welsh, 1st Division. Had a great start last season, making the playoffs last season. And yet again, now they got to the top six this season. They've been, like you said, they've been riddled with injuries, and absolute key injuries as well. Not your odd one. They were the spine was gone. Only Fuller, I think, stayed in place from the spine. But he's a canny, all pro Edwards. He's a canny character, and he thinks he's got them all back. I know he was upbeat about the people who've come in, but he knows he's got his main men back. Rossgrove's back and firing. Crosby's key. Crosby was a great player for him, and he's been a good player for a long time. Jordan Lamb's found his form again, on that left wing. He'll take some looking after. And the big man at the back, the man who the strong boy at the back, Emlyn Lewis. He was unlucky. He was in line most probably for the Wales C squad before he was injured, and because his first half of the season was excellent. But yeah, Edwards will think, with his full complement of players, that he can win this game, and you know, you have to think that way.
Earlier on in the season, we spoke to El Presidente, Will Fuller. He's president of the Students' Union, but of course, goalkeeper at Cardiff Met. I think he'll definitely, as he's coming to the end of his presidential term at the university, really want Cardiff Met to be on the European stage, because it would be great for the university, wouldn't it?
Oh, tremendous goalkeeper, Will Fuller. Along with a few of the others, you know, Fuller has been excellent. The ones were questioned, I think, around about Christmas time. The number ones were questioned on about this Christmas time, but they've really come through. Lewis at Barry has come through as an excellent number one. Danby stands up every year, and, you know, Andy Morrison will tell you he lets in least goals than any other keeper. And you always get your regulars in, like Harrison and Ash Morris at Ballard, you know. So I think the number ones have stood up a bit after Christmas and said we're a fine set of keepers in this league.
And what a game it is for South Wales football. This is a derby, isn't it? It's two sides that know each other very well, probably sick of the sight of each other at times as well. But to the wider sort of footballing fan base in South Wales, we must really sort of make an appeal and say, get yourself down to this game, because this is going to be a good local derby.
The amazing thing is, Mark, that this derby, this was a derby a couple of years ago in the Welsh League First Division. This was a derby, this derby's been brewing. Something like this has been brewing between these two clubs over the last 3 years. And I live in the area, and everybody will tell you. And the amazing thing is that over the last three or four seasons, there's still 50% of the players who were in the first sort of derby between them still involved now. But no matter how big the last few were, this is the biggest one. This one can give their club the chance to play in a European playoff final. A massive club like Barry, a young club like the Met. It could mean everything. All the Welsh, the Division 2 battles and the Division 1 battles mean nothing this Saturday, because this is the game. Everyone's been waiting for this down this area, and I hope everybody turns out for this Saturday night, because we've had our fill of football. You know, we've had the 35,000 watching Cardiff City, and tremendous. Well done to Neil Warnock and company. But how about a few football followers from that band? Turn out Saturday and let's get a 1,000 plus at Kincoid College, because these players deserve it, Mac. You know, they've both done, like you said, really well. Barry have been a revelation since coming up this season. Every one of their players have performed. The Met have had their struggles, but they got in the top six, so they deserve to be there. This is the game I think the South Wales football at this level has been waiting for a long time.
And so what about Met's rivals, Barry Town United, playing the delighted to be there card all season, really happy to concrete themselves into the Welsh Premier League for their return back. But do they want more? Can they want more? Will they get more, Jonah?
Barry are in the bottom half, but you look at the quality they got in their squad. They got loads of quality players in their squad who've just been at this level for a couple of seasons, and they'll be together for a few more years yet. But their coaching staff is stable. You know, they got Gav Chesterfield, they got Richie Williams, they got Coslett and Damien Searle and Damien Flynn. You know, and the same goes for Christian Edwards' coaching team. They've been together for 3 or 4 years. There's A-licensed coaches and pro-licensed coaches on the sidelines. So, you know, all these players are getting good information, and they really are. You know, Barry, they train a couple of nights a week. They're almost, you know, you say semi-professional. They, of course, they're semi-professional because they have to work, but they're treated down at Barry almost like professional players, and that's great to see, and every player loves that, and it brings the best out in them.
Well, pause your thoughts on Barry Town United there first, Jonah, because let's ask somebody who definitely knows what's going on. Gavin Chesterfield joins us on the line now. How are you, Gavin?
Yeah, very excited, if I'm being honest. Yeah, really excited. It's these are the games you want to be involved in as a manager, and certainly as a player as well. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Now, I know we've spoken before about whether you expected to be at this level of Welsh Premier League football at this stage. And I know you tell me to shut up and you say it was unrealistic. We were just about staying in the league. But here you are now, so you must fancy you can take it a step further.
Yeah, look, you know, at the start of the season, it was always about trying to stay up. You know, I always maintained the fact that I felt the boys could develop, grow, improve as they got to grips with the league and as they learned more about playing football at this level, you know. Thankfully, that's proven to be the case. Now that we're here, we're playing in a one-off game where we feel we have the skills and the tools to compete well, you know. So fingers crossed we can do well and hopefully get into the final.
Cup games don't faze you, though, do they?
No other things to look forward to, I think. Look, we know we're up against a good side, but I feel they've got some good players myself. And, you know, that one-off event, anything can happen. And whilst we know we're away from home, we feel that we'll take, you know, a huge travelling support with us, and it'll feel like a home game anyway.
And, you know, you've been up for the Manager of the Month award a couple of times already this season. And you know, your points tally in that bottom six at the end of the season was higher than a couple of the clubs in the top six. Do you read anything into that?
Difficult to, really. You know, all I can focus on is our performances, really. And I think I've been really pleased in the main to win eight and draw two of our last 10 games. Suggests we're in a good vein of form. The lads have been chomping at the bit this week in training. You know, some will say that it's harder to get points in the top six. And, you know, if I'm being honest, I can see that argument. But what I will say is that, you know, the teams in the bottom six, some of them were equally as good as some of the teams in the top six. So I'm just delighted to see where we got to in the end. And these games now are things that are huge bonuses for us, and things that a couple of years ago we could have only dreamt of.
If European football comes your way, are you ready for it?
Ready for anything that comes, Mark, if I'm being honest with you. But, you know, I can't afford to let myself dream at the moment. I know I'm boring in that regard, but, you know, we've got a very good team in front of us in Cardiff Met on Saturday first. And then after that, we'll focus on that, you know. But, yeah, the club's well set up. You know, we've been progressing nicely over many years now to try and improve and grow. And, yeah, you know, if that challenge comes, then we'll grab it with both hands and do it the justice it deserves.
And finally, in terms of team news, Gavin, who's on the sick bench and who's on the treatment table and who might come out of the bag that nobody's expecting?
At the moment, a full clean bill of health is to be reported. So, yeah, the squad is chomping at the bit at the moment. And, yeah, looking forward to training tomorrow night and obviously the game on Saturday.
And then, Jonah, whoever wins this has got another game to play. And one man who will be watching it, of course, is Hugh Griffiths. Well, Kevin Druids fans will be watching it to see what they're going to be facing the week after.
You are perfectly right, by the way. There's one person we should most probably mention before the end of the podcast. That's the big man up at Kevin Druids. Will be watching every ball kicked on Saturday evening. And the two teams will know this is the halfway point. But let's deal with this one first, right? Both clubs have done absolutely fantastic this season, Barry and Cardiff Met. Good luck to the both of them. Good luck to both sets of the coaching staff. But let's have a rip-roarer on Saturday evening, Mark, eh?
That's all for now. Best of luck for both teams. If you're anywhere near South Wales this weekend, go on. Go and see the game. It'll be a fantastic atmosphere down at the Met, and they'll look after you. And, of course, we'll be back next week to talk about the winner of that game facing Kevin Druids. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best to both teams Saturday. Cheers, mate.